my friends, and welcome. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's a Monday, March 12, 2007, and it is right around 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Yeah, I just I was looking around here, and I have this atomic clock, and of course, being in a radio station, obviously there's so many little electromagnetic fields that this thing did not update itself. So I realized that just now that I updated it, and then I realized that I didn't update the computer clock. So, yes, par for the course, I suppose. But anyway, my friends, welcome to the program. We have an exciting show for you tonight, as we always try to do. It's Monday. And, well, you know, Mondays are always a rough way to start off the week, but, you know, hey, if it was Tuesday, we'd be saying the same thing. Lee Kroc will be joining us this evening for the first half of the show, and then the latter half of the show, who knows where we'll go, but more likely than not, we'll do some news, because we haven't had a whole lot of time for news lately. And the news is something I'm a fiend about. I do enjoy reading the news. I do enjoy analyzing the news. I very, very much enjoy picking apart the lies in the news. That's one of my most favorite things. And, of course, not everything that is a lie for certain, but certainly the way that the news is couched is designed to make you feel a certain way. It's designed to program you and to get you in the mindset that things are reality. And most notably, of course, in this news segment that we've got here is again, more talk about global warming. And luckily, there are some stories out there that do seem to indicate a more rational and more realistic approach to maybe where we're headed and where we're going. So we may take a look at those as well. But needless to say, it's one of those things where when you've got Hollywood and you've got newscasters and you've got the United Nations and you've got various elements of the sort of left-leaning society all advocating this global warming position, it is going to saturate the, all information, news, entertainment, and so on and so forth. In fact, the film The Day After Tomorrow was on again, this weekend, maybe even today, I don't know. But the point of the whole matter is that it's, you know, it is perhaps a more logical approach to things, meaning, of course, this ice age type of thing. But at the same time, it's still all about climate change and whatnot. And I wrote a review, lengthy review. It's posted on our website at franklyspeakingradio.com about the film The Day After Tomorrow, because I thought, you know, there was some decent elements to it, but there was a whole lot of disinformation. And if you've never seen it before, you're not really missing a whole lot. It is entertaining to watch the whole world get annihilated in a fictional sense. But at the same time, there's a lot of lies in there as well. So if you have seen it, maybe it's worth a read. And no, if you haven't, then, you know, just pay attention to sort of how things develop. And we'll try to keep you informed as to how these things go as the course of the show goes as well. So, yes, this weekend here in northwest Arkansas, abso-smurfly beautiful. It was about 75, 78, somewhere around there today, probably in the low 60s right now. And, you know, this whole weekend it was more of the same. So, you know, we probably will get another freeze. I know later on this week it's supposed to get into the 30s for the lows, but it is time to start thinking about spring, my friends. I have shorts on today. I'm kind of excited about that, but nevertheless, it was a very low-key weekend. I did enjoy it quite a bit, and it's always nice to sort of recharge the batteries as we head into a brand new week, which we will do today. A couple of interesting stories we'll probably delve into before we bring our guest up. I'm sure you heard about this. Oh, there's the music. The clocks have thrown me off. Well, my friends, you go ahead and hang with me, and we'll be back in a mere 3 minutes, and then we'll dive into a couple of news stories, and then, of course, we'll also bring our guest up, who'll be joining us this evening, Lee Kroc. So stay with us. Don't miss a second of Frankly Speaking Radio. Back in 3 minutes.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Zygon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Zygon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you go to our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, you'll see a link to our guest. But before we get to him, let me read this story real quick. I'm sure you've heard this already, but came out today from the AP. Ron Paul, a nine-time Texas congressman who describes himself as a lifelong libertarian, formally announced his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination today. Appearing on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, Paul said he was at first reluctant to run, but that, quote, a lot of people want to hear my message and I'm willing to deliver it, end quote. Paul, who formed an exploratory committee in January, said he had raised more than $500,000 in the last month with very little effort. He said, quote, so far the amount of money raised is not competitive with those establishment candidates who will raise $100 million, but with the Internet and the amount of money and enthusiasm, I think we can become very competitive, end quote. Paul, who also ran for the White House as a Libertarian Party candidate in 1988, he spent 3 days campaigning in New Hampshire. He's planning trips to Arizona and Iowa, homes to some of the nation's earliest caucuses and primaries, and said he expects to be included in any GOP debates that will be probably one of the most interesting things to see is how he's treated, because although he is a Republican, he's more libertarian in his voting. So this is a reason for hope, I think. Paul, an obstetrician slash gynecologist from just south of Houston, is far from the Republican mainstream and acknowledged that he has been largely shunned by the National Party. He has criticized President Bush for acting unconstitutionally in sending U.S. troops to Iraq and has said he will support an investigation of whether Bush deliberately misrepresented his reasons for doing so. He said in his C-SPAN appearance, quote, "I'm very confident the Republican Party has gone in the wrong direction. We used to be the party of small government. Now we're the party of big government," end quote. Well, I agree with that to a certain extent. I also agree that the Republican Party is more of a big business rather than a small business type of thing. I mean, we see it time and time again. And obviously, the Democrats are no different for the most part. But when you start thinking of this, for example, I was talking today with somebody who was mentioning that they're thinking about passing a law here in Arkansas to give kids, you know, two recesses in the course of a school day. And the rationale for that is because basically that there's an obesity issue. Not just here in Arkansas, but everywhere, but this is the solution to it. And I said, well, you know, they'd be far better served to simply change the food that the kids are receiving for lunch and whatnot. And of course, then it becomes a cost issue. You'd say, well, you know, in order to eat healthy, it costs a little bit more. And when, on the scale of a whole school system, it would cost a lot more. Well, that's not technically true because the amount of food and whatnot and the caliber of food that's delivered to the school kids is, for the most part, it's overinflated costs because these are sweetheart deals, for the most part, of various corporations that support politicians and different parties and whatnot. So, you know, I think if things were sort of, you know, broken down into a system of reality, whereas government contractors would get paid for what they do, not for what they who they know, then you might see more of a realistic assessment of things. But anyway, we're not going to talk about politics too much today, necessarily, except that I have to tell you about our guest. Of course, you've heard him many, many times. He is just a phenomenal guest with some incredible information. People have called it a miracle, and I wholeheartedly agree with that assessment. And, you know, Lee Kroc, our guest, has contacted various politicians and whatnot and encouraged them to really start cleaning up the environment. Obviously, he deals with helping people, you know, in essence. And, you know, you can define that how you see fit, but for the most part, obviously, if you cut down on some of the contaminants you're exposed to, and certainly if we were able to cut down the contaminants as a nation, oh gosh, we'd be so much better off. But Lee's, you know, please, if you will, to the various politicians were mostly left unanswered. And that's a real tragedy, folks, because he knows what he's talking about. With contaminants and different sort of toxicity assaulting your body, you're inevitably going to get various kinds of diseases and things like that. So you'd ask yourself, what's the solution? Well, of course, we can always campaign for the politicians to do better by way of the people. Of course, they're supposed to answer to us. And whether they do or they do not is up for debate, although I think it's a very short debate. But the gist of this whole thing, in essence, is that if you can't get society to change the conditions for you, the best thing for you is to change your conditions. And you can do so with the energy cleaner. And of course, if you want to read about it, I would encourage you to go check out the website, www.edkuniversity.com. That's Lee Kroc's website, and I'd like to welcome you to the program here tonight. Lee, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, man. We got a lot of things going on. Obviously, you've been busy as of late. New information on the website, as always. People should read that every day. And you know, you've had some recent guests to the lodge. We had a call into the show last week, Lee, from a guy who went up there, and he came back just dazzled. I guess he and his wife and somebody else and their wife all went up there together, and he was just raving. He said, "This is a miracle."
We had been pretty good. Yeah, I just sent six of them back to Michigan Thursday. Mm. I got one here now that is worth talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I got Pat O'Kana. He's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
He came here on his right jaw, neck, right disploid jawbone there, a lump. It stuck out pretty good, just a big lump.
Mm-hmm.
When he got here, he'd been keeping it covered. He'd had it for over 20 years, and they diagnosed it as cancer. And we got him into the Fountain of Youth and started working on him. And at the end of the first day and a half, we had the swelling out. and that started to peeling. Instead of being a lump, it's now a hole in his neck, about 3/8 of an inch.
Wow.
It's over a half inch deep.
That's amazing.
No, it's a little over a half inch.
Yeah.
And it's all slushed off. All the dead cells is gone. It's looking pink, and you can see it in there. I told him in 3 weeks, it'll grow up, and he'll be growing hair.
That's amazing. Well, what did it look like before? I mean, it was a lump, but was it the same?
It was a lump, and it was black. It looked awful.
Really?
You can see it was dead, just dead flush there, but it's bulged out. And the ring right around where the skin has disappeared, you know, it's rotted out.
Mm-hmm.
It was swelled and it looked black. That's peeled off. It's just like a little pink skin right at the edge.
Oh, wow.
It looks different. I never seen anything quite like it.
Did he know what it was? I mean,
well, yeah, the doctor said it was cancer.
Oh, wow.
He's had a cancer on there for 20 years, he said.
Oh, wow.
Been fighting with all the herbs and everything he could do.
Yeah.
But he never had it treated. He never took any, radiation or anything on it.
Has it been growing, constantly over all that time?
Yeah, it keeps getting bigger for more cells dying.
How about that?
It's just the cells there. The next one's dying. They just keep going in. They just disappearing. But when you got all the swelling out, it had swelled up till it was level off, or even bulged out in the middle a little bit. Now it's sunk way back in, and just taking the swelling out of it.
That's amazing. So, so it was obviously like a skin cancer. It was on the surface. It wasn't under his skin or anything.
Right. It was on the surface, but it took it right on, went on down in, took the flesh meat below it. I mean, cells and things are going down under way below the skin.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. He must be thrilled. How long has he been there?
It came last Saturday.
Oh, okay. So is he still there?
No, wait a minute. It was on Wednesday. Wednesday week. He's been here. He'll be a week here tomorrow. That'd been on Tuesday. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, that's obviously pretty dramatic. So, we're talking about black growth, obviously above the skin, pretty sizable from what you describe. And, dealing with that as some sort of cancerous tissue for 20 years, and in the span of less than a week, it's completely gone.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We got the life coming out. Yesterday it soothed a little blood and water kind of come out of the top cells. Mm-hmm. Today it's dried up. There's not leaking anything today. But before, it was always peeling off, more dead tissue coming out, a little blood and water. And now, this afternoon, things, it quit all that. It just dried up and just pink down in there.
That's fantastic. So is he going to keep staying on, or is this?
Oh, he's taking the machine, leaving tomorrow. He had a plane, and that's as long as he had it, so he wanted to go back. But he can do the same thing at home he's doing here now.
You know, I know you've said that before, but I think, for some reason, people, understanding the concepts of the machine and how you work with the energy, I think people get a lot more out of being there with you than they would if they just received it in the mail.
Well, yes, but they're here a week once. I can teach them about all I know.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Lee, another amazing success story. I mean, a lot of people might say that they have, various things to take care of cancer or whatever sort of disease might be plaguing someone, but I don't know of anything that works this fast.
Well, it just don't work this way. You can't eat that well. You can start eating for cancer, and you'll never make it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think there are a lot of things you can do, but this is extraordinarily dramatic and obviously fast-paced. I mean, this is something that, if somebody wants to take a vacation, I had to go on vacation, boss. I got to go cure my cancer or just take care of it.
Well, I'd love to have him.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you to hang on for a second, my friend. Folks, we're up to another break, but we'll take your calls. If you got questions about your health situation, well, Lee's a good man to ask. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. in short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back, and welcome back, of course, to our special guest this evening, Lee Kroc.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, let's throw the phone number out again, 800-313-9443. And, folks, also I want to remind you that if you're just hearing Lee Kroc for the first time this evening, then, well, you've missed out, but that's okay. It's never too late. Here are your options. In essence, every time Lee joins us, he gives away an energy cleaner machine, really cost-free. So it's very, very simple. All you have to do is enter yourself in the contest, and you go to the website www.edkuniversity.com, all right? www.edkuniversity.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see Lee's email address. Just click there. compose an email, tell Lee all about your health situation or somebody that you know or care about, somebody you'd like to officially enter into the running, and be very, very specific with your entries, and obviously it's going to make a huge difference as far as if you're selected or not, because it's going to go by need, in essence, because the person who wins is probably going to need it the most, and obviously people who are substantially in bad health are going to notice the biggest differences that, or as opposed to somebody who's in relatively good health. So it's very, very simple. Now, you can also go and visit Lee at the Energy Lodge. The Energy Lodge is located in Caldwell, Ohio. The address is also on the website there, edkuniversity.com. And if you call Lee up, you can do so and tell him, say, hey, I'm going to go and visit with you at the Energy Lodge. I'm going to be there on this day. Do you have room for me? And Lee will probably say yes. And then, of course, you say, Lee, how much do you charge me to stay at the Energy Lodge? And Lee is, of course, going to say, nothing. Doesn't cost anything. Just get there, and Lee will make sure that you are taken care of. He'll teach you what he knows. He'll let you sleep on the energy cleaner on the beds. He'll let you bathe in the Fountain of Youth, which is the energy cleaner with a metal screen into the bathtub area. And it obviously has had a dramatic effect on everybody who's ever been there. In fact, Lee, the guy that called in last week was one of your Michigan visitors.
Well, it was a good bunch of people.
Yeah. Sounds like it made a heck of a difference for them, too.
Well, yeah. We turned their life around.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you've got some remodeling things in mind for the Energy Lodge. You want to talk about that, or is that something we're going to sit on for a little bit?
No. I bought a hot tub today to set six people in it. And we're going to start in the morning. I've built a little room that I'm going to put it in.
Hmm.
We're going to have it ready here in about 3 weeks. No, that's what got me into it.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, this week, over the weekend, I had seven people here,
mm-hmm.
and one person going in at a time and trying to get 2 hours a day in. You just can't get 7 2-hour day shifts
that's
twice
right.
a day.
That's right.
And so we decided to go with six so we can handle, if I'm full, mm-hmm. I can still run them through twice a day.
Nice.
With six at a time.
As long as they're not peeing in it, right? Lots of people pee in hot tubs, but I'm sure you'll...
Well, they shouldn't do that.
No, they shouldn't.
We got a bathroom right there. They're looking at it all the time. They can get up and go out to it.
Fair enough. So basically what we want to do, and Lee, this is something you've mentioned as well, so, and folks out there, if you're listening, pay close attention. We want to find basically six people, basically in every category you can think of for disease. And we want to get them in there, and we want to document the whole thing. This would be the equivalent of sort of a case study, much like the doctors and the scientists do, and they cost, of course, thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars for these case studies. But in essence, it's not going to cost you anything. It's not going to cost Lee much more than his time, and of course, dealing with you being there in his place. But he doesn't mind that. He enjoys it very, very much. He also, of course, it's invaluable to him because he likes to help people, and he's obviously doing that. So what we want to do is basically have you guys contact Lee, okay, and then plan on going to the lodge, and we'll document the whole thing from, you know, maybe, Lee, we should come up with a checklist of various symptoms. I don't know if you have people fill out different things, but basically just a, you know, statement of how they're feeling, of course, when they get there, and then, you know, maybe some photographs if they've got things like the guy you've had there with the cancer on his neck, very noticeably cancer on his neck, and get some photographs going, too. Before and after shots, before and after testimonials, and obviously documenting the progress each and every day to see how long it takes to get them all fixed up. It's very, very exciting. And we'll give out Lee's phone numbers, folks, and all that stuff when we come back. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Lee Kroc. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, my friend. We got obviously a lot of stuff to talk about here this evening, as we always do. I'd like to maybe discuss a little bit about toxicity. We kind of got into that a little bit, and obviously had quite a few... I guess you could say chemtrails and various things going on over the last couple of days here. In fact, it's interestingly, the Weather Channel was listing the particulate matter in the air as being unsafe for people who are sensitive to such things, meaning, of course, you know, sensitive in their lung area. But, I was outside a little bit today, and obviously as it's spring, you know, there's a lot of pollen in the air, but there's certainly something more than that. I don't have allergy issues, but I would imagine that that's going to be exacerbated by toxicity. What about that? Have you ever dealt with anybody with severe allergies or anything like that?
Being allergic to something, we can get it to moving, but I don't know whether we can cure them, you know, so they aren't.
Yeah.
I don't think that's not. But if they've got it in them or something, we can clean out, and they'll clean them up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it does relieve it. If you've got allergies or anything like that in breathing, we can clean your lungs out. It really works on them good and opens up your, cleans your pores out in your, in the cells in the lungs
mm-hmm.
when you work it. But allergic, I don't understand. I don't know why people are. My wife's allergic to about anything.
Really?
But she sleeps good. She hasn't been bothered much. But she gets in a room where it's there, she's got to get out, see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She moves out where I won't even notice it's there.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've seen some people who have used the energy cleaner when they have, I guess, periodic. I suppose it's every season when the pollen starts up. It's irritating to the skin, and then, you know, some rashes will break out. And jump in the tub with the energy cleaner, and it just takes care of that right off the bat.
Right. That cleans it up for it. It washes the cells out where it's taking it in. It brings it back out and gets it out of there.
Mm-hmm. So when it's surface area, obviously it's going to make a big difference, I would say.
Right, right.
That's fantastic. Where do the worst contaminants come from in our society? Is it air quality mostly, or food, or everything?
I think definitely out of the air, and it's coming out of these chimneys sticking up there in the air, dumping all that sulfur and everything else right out in the air, and they take it up, they say, above in a high atmosphere, so we don't have to breathe it.
Yeah.
You can't put anything up there and get it to stay. It's going to come back down.
That's right.
And we're going to be down there when it gets to us.
Yep. And if you've got people doing that all over the planet, which you do, then obviously it's going to be, even if it, you know, gets up high enough to drift over your head, you know, somebody in the other state over maybe is doing the same thing. It's still going to come down and get you. So it is important to understand these things. It's important to deal with these things and sort of counteract them preemptively if you can.
Yeah, when you're downwind of them places, you're going to get it.
You know, I excuse me. I talked to a gal last week, Lee, whose dad is real, real sick with cancer, and you know, I was trying to ask some details, you know, obviously delicately as possible, because she sounded like she was very, very sad about it. And what we talked about was the conditions of, you know, his living conditions. In essence, he lives right next to some power lines and a power station. And I said, well, that's the problem right there. There's your cause. You know, you've got a lot of bad energy coming out of that stuff. It's going to cause some problems. And she said, yeah, well, the lady who lived there before also had the same type of cancer. So I think there's something to that. But this is a great way to sort of counteract a lot of that negativity, that bad energy, I guess you could say.
Well, definitely. That's, you can clean the body out for... It's your magnetic electric field that's pulling it in.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is reverse the flow, put the energy on the back out on the skin, pull it back out the same way it went in, and it'll clean up just in no time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Until we get our shoes off our feet or get so that we're grounded and shut down these contamination, mm-hmm. we're all going to die like flies.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Well, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is about the energy cleaner as a weight loss tool. Have you heard anything from people about that?
Well, yeah, for a lot of people's weight loss comes from their pancreas,
mm-hmm.
giving them a craving, and they just crave different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that on there and get it cleaned out, it'll cut out that craving.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a person yet that, for its addiction. And your body will get addicted to anything that will relax your body mm-hmm. and give you a certain energy. Your body likes that.
Yes.
And one good feed of that, you're addicted on it already. That pancreas will record that, and it'll record what gave it to you. And whenever you get a little bit down and feel a little low, mm-hmm. it's going to start gnawing on you to want you to go get that.
Mm-hmm.
And you work that over good in the fountain of youth, you won't have been addicted anymore. I've never seen it on nicotine, alcohol, or drugs, or any of them. They don't mean they don't like the taste of it. Now, smoking and things like that, and caffeine, they say that it's the awfulest taste they ever put in their mouth after they've been in there and got...
Oh, wow.
But most of the things, it isn't that it makes you not like the taste of it.
Yeah,
you don't crave it.
Yeah, it's not aversion therapy per se, but I agree with that. I drink coffee every night, obviously doing the show, but at the same time, I don't really crave it. I don't drink it necessarily because I need caffeine. I think I drink it just because it's here and it's free. You know, the station.
Well, you got to have it of doing it.
yeah, I guess that's it. But I don't crave it necessarily. I mean, when I'm not working, I don't drink coffee at 11:40 at night.
you know, for the way you work, I mean, you have to talk all the time. I know your mouth gets dry if you don't have something. It takes.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to keep the whistle wet.
Yeah.
So, the other thing, too, about the weight loss, this is something that you know, I've talked to a lot of people who are really, really sharp on the nutrition side of things. In essence, when you put stuff in your body that's been microwaved or anything like that, stuff that's toxic to your body, if it doesn't make you sick outright, what it does, of course, is your body puts basically fat cells around this toxic substance, and it obviously just sits there. But obviously, if you're detoxing your body, you're going to get rid of that toxic matter and subsequently also the fat cells that surrounded it.
Well, I've found this. Pineapple seems to work with them. If they will peel pineapple and then just eat it raw, just long, instead of eating anything else, and it's a natural diuretic, and it'll take weight off of you faster than anything else I've ever seen.
Wow.
But you got to let up on the grain. You cut it when you're all that grain and stuff we eat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you feed the cattle and the hogs when you want to fatten them out. You give them grain, and it'll do it to the human body just the same thing.
That makes sense.
You take bread. There's nothing any more fattener than bread and that grain wheat.
Well, that makes sense too. Well, obviously, I mean, a lot of people who have used the Energy Cleaner have reported, you know, needing to use the bathroom a lot more. So that's going to make a difference as well. You know, you got to get that stuff out of you. Got to get all the toxicity. And a lot of people, of course, have things that have built up in their body for decades sometimes. And you know, if you're getting that out, it's going to make a huge difference.
It definitely. And this, when you use the pattern around your stomach, it's going to work your bowels and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I had a man, they diagnosed him with, took a pain, he went to the doctor, told him he had appendicitis he's going to have to be operated on. He went home, wrapped a pad around him, and in 1 hour, it broke loose, and he said he never had anything stunk as bad as that, but he didn't have appendicitis anymore.
Really?
It caused those guts to work, and it started emptying.
Yeah.
I've never seen it yet. Anybody that was not having a bowel movement would put that around there a little bit, your bowels are going to move it.
Well, that's what, unfortunately, people need more of that. They're not, a lot of people think that, you know, if they're just going and getting a salad at McDonald's, that's plenty. You got to eat better all around. And obviously, what that's going to do is clean you out, literally and figuratively. But, you know, you have to be able to get the toxic stuff out of your system. And that's why we should probably talk about this a little bit, Lee, is about the toxicity. It gets in your body, and then the Energy Cleaner, obviously, it detoxifies the cells. But we should talk about maybe how that works a little bit, as far as how do we get from toxic state of being into the state of disease?
Well, whenever your body and this contaminated atmosphere we get in, it plugs up your energy channels, which is your nerves and your blood veins. Mm-hmm. It'll store anything your body takes in. It's all minerals and vitamin stuff is your body's made to get it out of the food, not out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to pulling that out of the air, and it is a lot of your contamination is the metal of your body's building block, iron, magnesium, potassium, zinc, a sulfur. Your body uses all that in your body.
Mm-hmm.
When it pulls it in the air, it's got more than it needs, it's going to store it. So it stores it in your energy channels. That plugs them up so your brain don't get a signal to them cells, and then they go dormant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what causes all of them to shut down, get cancer, Alzheimer's, you name it, anything you can think of, that's what it comes from. You get in that fountain of youth and get them cells to working, and open up them energy channels so your brain take over. It don't take very long until you got a clean body. A clean body never gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
And when you leave that stuff stuck in you, it's going to get you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then obviously, though, you're going to see some people are going to, it's the same cause, I guess, as the contaminants, but people manifest different diseases to, I guess, that's just how their body deals with it, I guess, right?
Well, it depends on what energy channel plugs off.
Oh, okay.
If one gets plugged off the kidney, you're going to have a kidney problem.
Mm-hmm.
If the next energy channel went to the heart, you're going to have a heart problem.
I see.
And whichever one that happened to get plugged off, your brain loses, that's what you got.
Wow.
And you take I've learned what causes strokes and heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It is the cholesterol out of your food you eat. Then it's the sulfur you're pulling out of the air that gets mixed into it. That makes a gluey grease. And when it passes up any rough places where your body is storing you heavy metal, like iron, zinc, magnesium, and things, that makes a little rough place on the inside of your blood vessels. Then that irritates it. Then when this grease and sulfur comes past, it puts a coat over it, and that's the plaque that sets up on there. And it just goes plugging you off, and you've got hypertension, high blood pressure. And that sulfur is the easiest stuff to move with the energy, universal energy electrics. You get it on it. Mm-hmm. It'll separate that sulfur away from that cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes back to just being none. It just travels on out. Mm-hmm. And just in hours, you can open up a blood vessel that's been plugged up causing high blood pressure.
Now, how does that work with separating the different elements? I mean, obviously, it makes sense that if this thing is working on a cellular level, it's in essence tricking the brain into discharging and recharging the cells on a much more frequent basis than what it would do normally. But when you're talking about as far as separating different things out of the body, like the sulfur, for example, how does the energy cleaner work with that in particular?
Well, you put it on the area, say up your chest, over your heart and your lungs there, it's going to pull that sulfur out of those veins. And then that's stuck in with that grease or that cholesterol, it'll pull it out and separate it. When it pulls out of that, then you've got nothing but cholesterol just floats on away.
Wow.
It ain't sticky anymore. So you take calcium that your bone's made out of.
Mm-hmm.
They mix calcium and silicon sand together to make glass. And that just shatters. Anytime you hit it, it just flies into particles.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't mix sulfur with that
the sulfur mixed with the cholesterol?
With your calcium,
mm-hmm.
that makes it tough and you can even bend it.
I see.
That makes bone. So your body uses all those different minerals
right.
for a building block.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason it don't poison you.
I see.
But it just overstores this cabinet full. You ain't got a place to put it on. It plugs you up.
I see. So it basically, it somehow this thing, and again, when you're dealing with these subtle energies, they're so very little understood that I think that obviously this is why it's such an exciting thing. And, I've heard the experts say this, Lee, that this energy work, is the wave of the future. This is the next big boom industry. And I agree with that. I think that there are more sick people now than ever before. And unfortunately, when we start getting into the probably the 2008 presidential election, there's going to be so much talk. And there already is some talk, but there's going to be more talk of universal health care, some sort of health care program where people are going to be required to carry medical insurance, which is going to drive more and more people to the doctor because they figure, well, I'm required to have this, so I might as well go ahead and utilize it in some fashion. This is going to be a time, I think, when the doctors, as they have been and studies have shown, are going to be killing off even more people than ever before. And people at some point, Lee, I think, they're going to revolt. They're going to rebel. They're going to be looking for something different. And I just pray that they find you.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Since the Second World War, before that, you didn't have it.
Yeah.
All of these newfangled diseases are coming, like that fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brand new one.
Yeah.
But it is the same as hypertension, fatigue, Gulf War syndrome, Lou Gehrig disease. It's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy channel plugged up. But they're starting to realize a little bit more. But synthetic rubber was born during the Second World War. That's our downfall. So it's killed us.
Mm.
But they put that on. See, before that was all leather shoes.
Yeah.
Never heard of rubber shoes before. And they always nailed the soles on. That left you grounded to the earth. So you're grounded and you can discharge. You use electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Since that, they've put this synthetic rubber on your shoes and stuff. You're strictly a freestanding. You're not grounded to the earth at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's getting us all in trouble. just like right now, you're hearing everything. I've heard it three times today in the news that these soldiers coming back from the Iraq, they've got this mental disorder of shock and stuff that relating it to their trauma over there, which is no different. It always has been. They're not grounded.
Yeah.
But any time you get a real bad scare, your nervous system's going to take over. Mm-hmm. And you'll record that in your pit of your stomach, and it makes you nervous.
Wow.
And now I tell you, you're getting in a hard, hot fire shooting. It is scary. I've been there.
Yeah. Well, we'll pick this up here in about 3 minutes, folks. Please stay with us more from our guest, Lee Kroc, when we come back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Lee Kroc. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. And, folks, if you have questions, Lee has answers for you. And take advantage of this opportunity. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Lee, go ahead and finish up, and we'll take some calls after that.
Okay, what if these boys that's coming back here, see, what they're over there, they get in one of these live fire shootouts. It's not their fault. It's one of the other one side of this is going to have to beat the other one out.
Yeah.
Get too hot to either run or you stop them. Mm-hmm. And it's bound to put a heck of a strain on you when you get through that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, your body gets in such a pitch of fright that your nerve system center will take over, and that's your pancreas. It's going to record that terrible feeling you had. Mm. And the pressure it builds up on your body.
Yeah.
Well, you take when they get back here, then they live in this contaminated air, starts building that pressure up. When it gets up to that same stage, they're going to remember what they felt like when they was in that pressure before.
Oh, that makes sense.
And anything, just like a deer jumps out in your car, it gives you kind of a thrill for a second. That's all it takes to make that come back. That puts pressure on you. And the minute you hit that same pressure, your body does, you're going to remember it.
I see. So
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so basically what you're saying is that when you're in a physically stressful situation, when your body is in a stressed out, your body is getting sick, it's going to manifest sort of like a panic. And then when your body feels that same thing, you have like that flashback sort of thing.
Exactly.
Okay. So in essence, that's your body giving you a warning sign that you should recognize.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
For you see, just like a deer jumps out in front of one of them boys, and that pops their tension up to where the same pitch it was when they were scared there, they're going to have a flashback as your resort.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Now, if you get them in a fountain of youth and get that damnation out of there and relax them, they'll forget it. Now, they could stop about 75% of that problem. Anybody's got that problem, they'll go get them an 18-gauge single-strand electric wire, hook it onto the coil in their mattress, and take it to the ground rod on their electric at their entrance of their house, hook it up there, and that ground that mattress, and they sleep on it, they'll relax that body and they'll go to rest.
Wow.
They can stop about 90% of that tension is in their body.
Wow, that's fascinating. I never really thought about that. Well, you know, it makes sense, though. When you think about just hypertension in general, people under severe amounts of stress, and I know a lot of those people, this is a necessity. It's not even a luxury item. It's a necessity, without a doubt. You want to take some calls?
Sure.
All right, folks, ready to hear from you. 800-313-9443. Yeah, I know we're about to go to break. Thomas, don't tell me. I got a clock right here. Kevin in Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show, Kevin.
Hey, okay. Nice to hear you again, Frank. I miss you in the morning.
Hey, thank you, sir.
How you handling the night shift?
pretty good, actually. It's obviously a little bit different, but the one thing that I do love about it is people obviously are a little less, rapid-paced at nighttime than they are in the morning. In the morning, everybody's getting ready for work, getting ready for school, getting the kids ready for school, getting somebody else ready for work, whatever the case may be. So obviously at nighttime, they can kind of sit back and relax and listen a little more intently. And obviously we're going to have to wait till the end of the break here, or till the end of the hour, before we can pick up with you, Kevin. So hang with me. And Lee, you stay with me as well, folks. Quick break, about 90 seconds. Then we're back with hour number two of our soon-to-be Tuesday edition, Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us. The Bill-